This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, and I hope you do, I spend most of my time right over there carefully plotting the day's biggest news onto the most topical story graph, factoring in the parameter space of quadratic polynomials and creating the set of values of C defined in a complex plane for which one function does not diverge to infinity when iterated, but a second sequence remains bounded in absolute unit to present to you the beautiful and endlessly fractalated Mandelbrot set that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, while throwing bricks through the windows of an abandoned orphanage, a stray donkey kicks me in the face to create the explosion of head trauma-induced eyeball sparkles of news that make up my segment.
Meanwhile.
That's it. It's an antibiotic and a pleasure. Meanwhile, an Ohio attorney has been suspended after pooping in a Pringles can and throwing it from his car. Great! Now none of us can trust a can of free discarded roadside Pringles. When asked for an explanation, the now suspended attorney claimed he simply had a habit of putting his feces in the containers and randomly tossing them from his vehicle as a prank. How is that a prank? Hey, pull my finger. Ha ha, I just pooped in that can of Pringles. And this was a long-running, let's say, joke. It is estimated that he did this at least 10 times a year. Well, you know what they say, once you pop, you can't stop. Meanwhile, in Norway, a 1,000-year-old coin with the depiction of Jesus was unearthed. Apparently, the coin originated in Constantinople, and some historians are speculating that it made its way to Norway because it belonged to former king of Norway, Harald the Ruthless, which is a lot more intimidating than his original nickname, Harald the Coin Collector. Famed for his blood-curdling battle cry, I also like stamps! Meanwhile, sandwich chain Subway has announced a new menu item, a foot-long chocolate chip cookie. My favorite dessert flavor, length. The company rolled out the new dessert with a special promotion for National Cookie Day, saying, the best news yet is that the cookie will be free with the purchase of any foot-long sub. Though it's not hard to be the best news yet when the only other news is we're eating at Subway. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to recover from that whole poop in a Pringles can thing. I'm trying to shake that one off. We don't make the news, folks. Meanwhile, news from Sesame Street, the secret recipe behind Cookie Monster's cookies has been revealed. A staffer says they're kind of like a dog treat, revealing they're made from pancake mix, puffed rice, grape nuts, instant coffee, and colored glue. Same recipe as Subway.
Here's
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there honing the day's finest news resin into a sleek topical story barrel and cap inlaid with an iconic white emblem and then adding a curved nib handcrafted in AU 750 18-karat gold to create for you the timeless yet elegant 1924 Mont Blanc Meisterstruck 149 fountain pen that is my monologue. But sometimes while on the run from forest rangers, I yank a half-scorched branch out of my evidence burn pit and scrawl a manifesto onto the wall of my corrugated steel hidey hole using the fugitive charcoal nib of news that is my segment. It is a window on the world. Meanwhile, investigative journalists are asking why cases of Mountain Dew, Jolly Ranchers, and Swedish Fish were just seized in the UK. I'll take a stab, because King Charles is baked. Turns out, probably do him some good. Turns out, these sweet treats have been taken off the shelves because they contain ingredients that have been banned in the United Kingdom. They're just learning now that Mountain Dew has dangerous ingredients. For years, they've been warning us that we are at code red. Meanwhile, in shocking presidential news, a bronze top hat is missing from an Abraham Lincoln statue in Kentucky. Man, Lincoln's head just can't catch a break. Really? Too soon? Authorities are mystified as to who could have done such a thing. The sculptor himself noted that they had to be strong and determined to pry bronze from a base. So, okay, it had to be someone determined, someone obsessed with Lincoln, but also an evil genius with no respect for the law. My money's on Doris Kearns Badwin. Meanwhile, in order to study their brain activity, scientists have made VR goggles for mice so they can feel what it is like to be attacked by a bird. Okay. I just want to ask, and I know I'm kind of a broken record on this, the cancer, all cured? Science, you've cured all the cancer at this point. You got a lot of free time to work on sharper image products for rodents. Also, if you're going to make VR for mice, why make it the worst possible experience? What would you do for humans? Okay, here, try this on. It's a simulation of a boyfriend explaining the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek, okay? He's smiling, but he still seems kind of angry. Meanwhile, an AI-generated Jimmy Stewart will narrate a bedtime story for the Calm app, because nothing calms me down like a haunting digital vocal reconstruction of the deceased. What's that, Mary? Mary, you want me to lasso the moon? Well, I can't, you see. They won't let me die. Why won't they let me die, Mary? Dear God. Dear God, I'm not much of a praying man. I just want to die, Clarence. Clarence. Clarence, please just let me die. Martini, shoot me. Give me some of that poison you almost gave the boy, please. Meanwhile. I'm not the one saying bring Jimmy Stewart back from the dead. I'm just showing you the consequences. Meanwhile, a tomato missing at the space station for months has been found by NASA astronauts. Next, they just have to find the missing garlic, baguette, and olive oil, and science will be one step closer to space bruschetta. It's one small dish for man, never quite enough for the table. Now, this particular space tomato, folks, went missing 8 months ago. This is true. It is the first ever tomato to be grown in space, and here's where the story gets crazy. It seems NASA astronaut Frank Rubio grew the tomato in space, but then it disappeared, which led to speculation by the other astronauts on board that he had eaten it in secret, thus consuming important scientific research in a fit of desire for fresh produce. Even more damning, it had been clearly labeled in the space station fridge, Deb's Tomato. Now, the case of the missing tomato even went all the way to the top, with NASA Deputy Administrator Pam Melroy asking Rubio if he had eaten, and Rubio answering, I wish I had at this point, because everybody thinks I did. And I believe we is this true? We have footage from NASA of the astronauts fighting over the tomato.
Admit it! You took the tomato!
I didn't take it!
Yes, you did! Give it back to me! You ate the tomato!
I didn't eat it!
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.